Do you feel that it should even be used in a little conference like this?
That rule should be used like this? You got any questions? Lori, why don't you say a couple words about this? Yeah, you're involved in the leadership committee of the division. About working with Rob and Susan. We didn't want to move it because it was set up and it was so far along and it's so important to get that done. We're ready to go on the next step. This hot. I'll try to. Oh, another thing, you know, if there is something that really catches your eye and you really would like to have a topic to look at, you know, and meditate on like design or something, you know, the way to do it is not to take the one that you're working on, but maybe make a copy of it yourself. Or if you want one, go on one stack and then go on to another two, you might have a copy for it. Talking about working with volunteers, a lot of people are here because they want to be involved. They haven't had any prior experience with leadership work. And they just say some things, whatever.
Okay. Well, I had an argument with it, but we had a lot of raw material just given to us by different groups in our area. We're the only big community in our area. And we had to sort a lot of stuff, but in our area, we were basically working on the steps. But like you said, a lot of stuff seems to come on in two areas, and that's what we're trying to do. But we don't have much time. We have like 2 hours a night, once a week, you know. And we can spend all that time sorting through material. We just kind of, just try and put it, just quickly, sort it through. And later on, as you're going through, you might see that you made a mistake. That's okay. You can put another pile in. But, like Greg said, you didn't really sit down to get the reading. You can waste so much precious time. That's something I can really say is important. It's just trying, get the basic idea. And I just read a couple sentences through it, maybe in the beginning, in the middle, near the end, try and figure where it goes and put it there real quick and get on to the next. Because then the pleasure comes in faster than you can sort it, and that's for sure. So that's the only thing I have, I try to get a chance to read it when I can, but I'm sure that that's time is what's important.
Well, especially because we're not going to be, moving on from the material, we'll be moving on deeper into the material at that point. Sorting is just a mechanical process we do as a group, and we'll get more familiar with the material. We'll also have a kind of preface for the workshop. Which immediately come next. We just will be entering the material by sorting it, and we start working with the material. And also, if you haven't already done so, start keeping a notebook or some kind of little notepad, write down some of the ideas. Because you might think of something, one of the persons you're working with might say something and be really valuable. Because for me, all of this literature work has been real long, drawn out, necessary, and involved process of discovering the obvious, discovering the simple things. Everybody's too busy. I'm going to get it. It's not a marathon. When you go to meetings, I go to meetings to slow down, take a closer look, listen up a little harder, hear things that I've been too busy for in my addiction, and those things go in and they start changing from inside. So take it slow, make some notes, write down things that you hear. It's a lot of good things. Thank God we have a tape so it all comes out, because we're going to try to transcribe the first part of yesterday's meeting, because a lot of good things got said. And so anyway, if there's not anything else right now, there's some questions. Is that a hand up or is that?
Yes. Right. No, actually, going. going on for what you were saying. You may run, just in your skimming, you may run across a word, or a phrase that just sparks something in you. You know, it's bad. And you're often writing, you know, you can just, you could move to another table and write for 6 hours. You know, try and remember that and do it later. Right? A lot of times when something sparks me, I'll just write down things saying, you know, and maybe my next, what I will go on, just take like a minute or 2 minutes to put an idea on that for myself. Because this may be very valuable. It's kind of like at a meeting. Oftentimes it's not what a person says. It's important. It's what the effect they said on me starts me off on a thought process of my own. Right? You know, a lot of times I'm sitting in meetings, and I'll just kind of catch, you know, something somebody said, and I'm thinking about what they're saying, and it turns into something else entirely. That's very valuable, too. And that's the sort of thing that filling in some of the gaps and we get to find it.
Another thing, I want to take a second, you know, because it might be well taken right now, is in a lot of literature work, we don't forget our people, we don't forget back to recovering addicts, and always we try to strengthen the weakest link, and if any of us get too serious or too uptight or something like that, we try to take time and consider it, because at any point, you or I can be too serious, the doctor says in the morning, better says off in the group. We're here to learn to love one another, kind of in the way of life. And, you know, so the group as a whole will do whatever they can to strengthen that weakest link. You know, whoever happens to be occupying that position, they'll figure if I'll pitch in now and it ain't my day, you know, when my day comes, maybe y'all will pitch in and help me.
Oh, really interesting. I don't know if there's this, but I'm asking. Okay, as we're reading through something, what do we think about the idea if something strikes us or just making you know right off the top?
Margin notes. You know, just let the spirit move. Don't get too serious. The only mistake we can make is to think we're doing this and forget God's doing this. God got us here for a reason. God will guide us. And just to relax, open-handed attitude prepares a lot further than some kind of real uptight attitude. You know, just move lightly, be quick. Yes? You got something to go with? George?
Some that our lay community does have a story meeting, and sometimes a couple of times in it, it's a lot of times our ego starts growing, and we start getting more serious, and start to say a prayer for God, and our ego, and to guide us with our right. And that's a prayer we make a point to say. Sometimes when we get real happy, man, someone say, you know, hey, let's say a prayer again for God and do this. And I think that's pretty important. Which we have a tendency to do. We have a tendency to own our world, you know. And you know, and it happens really easy, it happens very often, you know. And when it does, somebody sees it, and they say, it's a prayer, and that's, you know.
Yeah, another idea is that, too, if, okay, your hand is where he's going to be, or groups of us are going to be handed stat material. One suggestion might be if inadvertently in that stack of material is some of your own writing personal to the group. If okay, we're gonna be handed a stack of material, like twos or threes to work off. If somebody if you run across the pieces you're going, and it happens to be some of your own writing, it might be a good idea to turn that over to a different group. Because they may have more perspective on it as an outsider and fewer emotional ties.
Yeah, what the real inner truth of that is that anything that I write or you write or any of us write is only valuable in terms of its usefulness. this, that, and still suffering. And so by letting go of it, letting the root work on it, you know, that's the only way to really make it useful, is that and still suffering. And if you want to, you know, if anybody wants to hang on to the work, so to speak, you know, go write your own book. You know, that's fine. But I got people too. As far as this book's concerned, I realized the first thing I was going to have to do was let go of the whole thing. You know, I just want us to have our book.
Question I want to know is, in our story, do you want to make it like 10 stacks and go from there?
Each sorting team will do 10 stacks.
That's what I
mean. And if there's nothing in one of those stacks, that's fine.
All right.
Then we'll take 10 stacks from each group and make how bad is the big stack, number one, number two, number three. Looking for the obvious, would you read the 12 traditions for us?
We keep what we have only with good joints. And just as the freedom for the individual comes from the 12 steps, so does the freedom of the group spring from our traditions. As long as the ties that bind us together are stronger than those that would tear us apart, all will be well. Number one, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon any unity. Number two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself in our group consciousness. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. The only requirement for membership is a desire to stop using. That's number three. Number four, each group should be autonomous, accepting manners affecting other groups or NA as a whole. Number five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry the message to the addict who still suffers. Number six, an NA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the NA name to any related faculties or outside enterprises, lest property, problems of money, property, or prestige divert us from our primary purpose. Seven, every NA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. Eight, Narcotics Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. Nine, NA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. NA has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the NA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relation policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always remain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, and film. 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of our traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities.
Thank you very much. Why don't I take the tip from Greg? Bring some of this material up to your babies. Start working with the roof and then break out the small roof.
You can find the speaker word. Find the speaker word.
It's on this one.